What's going on, K-State Nation? Horns down edition of the podcast, the Purple Project Podcast Daily, with yours truly, Eddie Greer, all about Kansas State athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas. Cold Manhattan, Kansas. It's only colder from here, folks. High right now, really got to high of about 22 degrees, possibly. It's only going to drop from here as I'm recording this, just an hour away from tip of the K-State Women Sunflower Showdown at Bramlage tonight against the Jayhawks. The women, they got to turn it around. They lost two straight. Hopefully, they get back on the right track against their arch rival from Lawrence in the Kansas Jayhawks. Meanwhile, the ship has righted itself, folks. We can't get the men and women to float on the same playing field. You know what I'm talking about? What a big victory last night. Upset victory in Austin as we took down the number 23 ranked Texas Longhorns in a street fight, as Chris Beard said in his post-game press with the head coach of Texas. And they were up to the task. K-State rallied. They trailed at halftime in this game by 4, and they rallied back in a stalled Texas. Texas without the rest of the game, like a 3.5-minute scoring drought to end the game. They pulled a K-State last night on their end, not scoring. Therefore, pretty much the last 4 minutes down, they could not hit a bucket. They had a chance, multiple opportunities to tie, possibly take the lead. Of course, Rainey, who's been there forever, it seems like, for Texas, couldn't hit a shot there. So K-State, and final, I've been saying this all along about this men's basketball team, that they haven't been really fully at full strength on these daily podcasts. And Alex as well, he's mentioned it at certain points last several episodes of the Pearl Project Podcast weekly edition. Yeah, man, what a huge turnaround. Now, K-State, +2 now after starting 0-4. Now, you're moving up to the 2-4 in the Big 12 Conference and another. And I don't want to, again, jump on the high horse too much here, but like I said on yesterday's podcast, I mean, let's see if we can get another one. Let's see if we can build. Let's see if we can get another one going on in Austin and get this done. It got it done last night. Huge victory, 66-65 last night over the number 23rd ranked team in Texas, Longhorns. And Mark, how about Mark Smith? had a lot to say to the Longhorn faithful after the game was over. I love it. I love the emotion there, especially when a team like that comes in your own house and beats you shorthanded. This time, totally different. And I think they did not have, if I remember that correctly, they did not have Mike McGurl in his basketball game. The first time, second time around, heck yeah, Mike McGurl has been outstanding since going back to the bench as the sixth man. 13 points off the bench in 26 minutes of action, 4-6 from the field. And this one, 3-4 from downtown there. He has, how huge has he been? If you have Mike McGurl in those games, I'm telling you, this should be at least a much different record if you say in the Big 12. But K-State, they were up to the task in this one. Mark Smith has been outstanding. He's been a road dog, the alpha dog this year on the road, at least to this point when it comes to conference play. Yes, he didn't play very well against West Virginia, but other than that, he was outstanding against Oklahoma and outstanding in this ball game. Leading scorer, your leading scorer for the Wildcats, 22 points. On 9 of 14 shooting, 2 of 5 from downtown. Nigel Pack with his consistency, 16 points, 2 of 5 from the 3-point land. Oh, he was only one. Nope, I'm looking at the wrong stat. 7 of 15 from the field. Marquise Noel was 1 of 7 from the field in this one. Didn't hit anything from downtown as well. You don't get that production from McGurl. And Ishmael should also added 4 off the bench. You lose that ball game there as well. So, I mean, that's at full strength what you got. Obviously, you got Carlton, Lingard, Mishud, Iziegu, Kasupke, and McGurl now coming off the bench now for years. If you have your, obviously, with the way that COVID is going and whatnot, you'd be lucky to have all your guys on the floor at the same time. And finally, K-State is able to have all their guys on the floor, I think for the first time in quite some time, in my ass. So, but huge defensively late in this ball game, come up with stops, being more physical in the second half than Texas was there. Bruce Weber saying he was proud of his guys, and here, this is coming off of a 19th ranked upset over Texas Tech at home. You bring that same dog mentality on the road to Austin, you get it done there. And now you are that train is starting to roll now, boys. You're 10-7 now. You're 2-4 now with an opportunity. You're gonna welcome KU to your building Saturday afternoon. Wow. This team. We all knew K-State Nation coming in. Excuse me, to this season, where this team was supposed to be better, right? With the transfers, all that, we didn't know how they mesh. Well, the transfers that have come over to this point, the Mark Smiths, the Marquise Noels, they are leaders of this basketball team. Yes, Ishmael Stewart started early on in the year. Now he's coming off the bench. Well, obviously, you have Nigel Pack, the super senior Mike McGurl, coming off the bench doing his thing. Yeah, this is starting to come together. And I said it yesterday, and I might have said this on a recent edition of the podcast, the weekly, that okay, they have all their guys. I mean, they're more problem right now is finishing games. If they would have finished those games, they would have won. There's no question about that. OU, West Virginia, yeah, and throwing TCU in there, yeah, oh yeah, definitely. We could be sitting here talking about a much perspective about this KZ team, but hey, there's still a lot of season left in. That Texas Tech win at Ramblers, win number 400 last weekend, could that be the turning point of the season? Well, it could be. Well, it's starting to build that way. That is for sure. Huge win last night for the K-State men's basketball team, winning by one on the road, getting multiple stops on the defensive end to win this basketball game. Now you're licking your chops now. Now you welcome in your arch rival KU into town Saturday afternoon at 3. Oh boy, it's even more gonna be more even intriguing. The Big 12 now, ESPN Plus will have that along with tonight's game as well. K-State Lumen has lost two in a row, and they're coming off the worst loss of the year on Monday's podcast there at Texas Tech, where they didn't look right. They did not look right tonight. Can they get themselves off the mat a little bit and get back in their winning ways tonight? And this will be a good time to do that. Obviously, KU women are improved, but again, time and time again, this is a K-State podcast. Why would I pick KU? I don't know. I'd be stupid to do that. I'm with my Lady Cats on this. I'm anxious to see them get back on their winning ways. It starts tonight with trying to get this win over KU tonight. This game will also be tip-off. This should be out. Hoping to get this out before then. If not, it'll be just after tip-off of the women's game tonight. So be on the lookout for this daily, wherever you get your podcast as well. But big thing, this is one way to win back fans. I know we stressed out fan support a lot on this podcast, in particularly when it comes to men's basketball, really. The product that they have been seeing the last few years, and this whatever you want to call this rebuilding mode that we're talking about with Bruce Weber. Well, this is one way to win back a fan base right here. You beat a Texas on the road. You upset a Texas Tech at home. You beat a ranked Texas in Austin. Do the things that you did, and you're gonna be right there in the mix. So, Mark Smith, Marquise Noel, Nigel Pack, and the boys. All of a sudden, they're starting to get that cat train rolling now a little bit. So, this is going to be really fun. They got a couple of days to get ready for KU coming to Bramlage. So, their arch rival, you know, obviously, over the past couple of matches here, it hasn't been Pac-like. But you know, still, the students are going to come out. The students are slowly trickling them back in here if they're not here already. So, you know they're going to be hyped up, especially you come off and went off probably the most second-hated team in the Big 12 Conference is Texas. So this is kind of payback from football season a couple months ago there where K-State gave one away to Texas. Huge payback on the hard floor last night. We get Texas, horns down, 66-65, the Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this daily on Wednesday, January 19, 2022. Eddie Greer, appreciate you for downloading. If you're been a long time listener to the podcast, please continue to spread the words about the Pearl Project Podcast to your fellow K-Staters, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Go Cats! Big win last night. Horns down. Go Cats. We'll talk to you in the next edition of Triple P.